What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
It's with guest Liz Mealy, and she's a comedian, and we talk about all kinds of shit, like being a woman in comedy and also childhood trauma. So check it the fuck out.
If you want to listen to more, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com, and you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month.
What really sucks is I feel like almost the same way like having panic attacks, whether they're sober or not sober, like the longer I go without one, the more I, and this is probably very unhealthy, I think about my growth. I'm like, oh, I haven't had a panic attack in 2 years. I'm so much healthier. I hadn't had a meltdown, I would say, in like 4 years, like truly, like at no, like little baby ones, but like really no, like ones that like I would be really embarrassed about. And then I had one maybe like 6 months ago, like a couple of months before the pandemic. I screamed. It felt right. If I can stick up for myself, even though I'm very embarrassed, it was his fault. Uh-huh. But I was parallel parking. I live in Brooklyn where there's like side streets. Mm-hmm. And so
parking will ignite a rage if you have it.
Also,
it's a matchbook.
So these side streets, so highway and then side streets, and it's car parked. You can only go car parked. So what I do when I'm parallel parking is I put my, you know, I see a spot, mm-hmm. I put my blinker on, and then you have to go up to back in.
Yeah.
So I put the blinker on so they know, but A, people rush down this service street. But also, like, you can't be on my ass. So I go.
And you know what you're fucking doing when you're doing that, dude.
Yeah.
Or and sir, and
it's,
or ma'am.
It's on my street, which is like a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yeah,
it's
truly a miracle.
I don't have any like higher power beliefs, but I do feel like it's something like it's just I was not, these are my karma points. Like, yeah. I know mm-hmm. that's like the white lady thing way of thinking of it. But every time I get a parking spot on my street, I'm like,
I raised my siblings. Yeah, I was a good kid.
Yeah. Like truly. And they're it's like they're my favorite. Like when you make a train, like you do a midnight spot.
Yeah.
And then the train shows up.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait for the train. Like, I'm like, I earned that. I don't know how I earned that, but I earned that little, that's like a little
and
nugget.
You feel ownership over like a spot on your own block. You're like, this is kind of my property. Like, I don't own it all, but it's kind of like more mine than yours.
Yeah. So. And it's real. And when you miss a spot, like there's no.
This guy tried to get into your spot as you pulled ahead of it.
He didn't try to get into it. He was rushing me. He was like, I don't give a fuck that you're trying to park.
Yeah.
So I pull up, he pulls up behind me. I pull up, he pulls up behind me.
What
and
the fuck?
And I'm like, what are you doing? And I rolled on my window and I'm like, I know enough not to be an idiot. So I have like half my body out the window and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, go. And I go, dude, I'm clearly trying to fucking parallel park.
Yeah.
Fucking stay where you are so I can fucking park. So I move up. He moves up behind me. I put my car in park. I get out of my car. I don't go to his car. I stand outside my car and I scream to the point where my body is shaking. And like I said, I'm on a highway. So there's people walking. They see me. Mm-hmm, and I'll keep in mind, there was a guy, there was a cab in front of me that had just parked. So he, like, half the reason I was waiting for a little bit was so I didn't hit this guy as he got out of his car.
Yeah.
Because I had to go up right next to him. So this guy, unbeknownst to me, because I'm enraged, is seeing this. And I'm screaming. I'm like, you fucking, and he has like a woman next to him in the car and she's sinking lower and lower. See, I was like, you fucking selfish cock fuck.
Yes. Oh my God.
I was like, I'm never going to move. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You could have, if you're in a rush, you could have been gone. But now, I'm never going to move. Like, just like a psychopath.
Yes. Yes.
Not only you guys can see my psycho eyes. I already have big eyes, but when I go psycho.
I don't even think this is psycho. I think this is warranted.
I feel vindicated hearing this story.
Yeah.
But I go, I'm never going to move. Yeah. Do you understand that? So if you don't move backwards, we're going to stay here. Because guess what? I don't have a job.
Yeah.
And I was like a psycho. I put my car in park. I put on my blinkers. I crossed my arms and I looked at him.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And I was there for about
feels so good.
2 minutes. And then this very sweet Indian guy that he told me his name, but like, I can't.
You're enraged.
I truly like,
you're out of your body.
Blacked out rage. Mm-hmm. He walks over to the guy. So I can now see him in my ear. He walks over to the guy. I don't know what he says to him. He walks over to me and he goes, he's going to back up. I'll help you park. Because I'm shaking.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm a pretty good parallel parker.
Right.
Like, this has been I've had my car here for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So like, I'm shaking. And now I have to do something publicly because I've just screamed at my neighborhood.
Of course.
This is my block. I've lived on this block for 6 years. I just screamed at my neighborhood. And also, my neighborhood's like super diverse. So it's a lot of like Middle Eastern people, a lot of Indian people. And I'm just this tiny white girl that screamed. I was like, just Karening it everywhere. and so he helps me, which I'm actually very grateful that he helps me, because I'm like truly like having trouble. The guy kind of races past and I roll down my window and I was like, thank you so much. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, I was more concerned at the time that he saw me do this, even though, again, I do still feel like I was in the right. I was so embarrassed he saw me that I was like, thank you so much for your help and whatever you said to him. And I'm so sorry. And I'm just so embarrassed. He's like, this is a service road. People are running down this road. They're crazy. You did nothing wrong. He was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's your name? He told me his name. And I really regret not going back. Again, like, I called up my sister and cried.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, told her everything about it. I was like, I did a mom move. Like, like, truly, like, I'm in hysterics. I'm so embarrassed. I'm angry. Like, I feel right to my anger, but I hate the way I displayed it. I hate that I couldn't have been calm about it. Again, I haven't had one of these in like 4 years, so yeah. I thought I was better than it,
right.
Like all this,
yeah, it that's was why, like, it's even more shameful when it does happen, because so, you're like, I was in the clear. It's like, yeah, you're relapsing, but you're really not. Yeah. But it feels like it.
So it was like all these emotions, and then of course, like, by the time I thought, like, I should just at least just tell him how grateful I was for him, you know, his car was gone, and like,
yeah,
I'm sure he lived somewhere in my neighborhood, but like, I was just like, it took me probably 4 days to get over that.
Yeah.
Like, yep. It feels like that lack of control, and like the fact that it happened after 9 years of therapy, mm-hmm, like it to me. And again, like, I know shame isn't the right word but it felt shameful.
I think shame is exactly the right word, because shame is one of the most destructive emotions anybody could feel for whatever reason. And so, and that can make that tumbleweed grow and eventually light on fire.
Yeah.
Also, just because you go to therapy doesn't mean you can't ever scream at someone again. Like,
absolutely.
Like, screaming is like, you know, it's more like a treat that you're saving, but it's like you still have it in your arsenal of tools for when it's deserved. And like, that is I don't think you did anything wrong. I would have applauded you had I been there.
Oh yeah, I would have given you a standing ovation.
And it's funny because
I understand the fire.
And also, there is a man-woman thing. Like, I feel like men, especially, like, when a woman, like, it's like, you know, that guy had a woman in the car and he probably respects her, but that's the only, like, he only, yeah, respects women he's attracted to, kind of a guy. And then it's, yeah, like, an asshole to anyone else. Or, you know, and thinks, like, it's just, there's some things that, like, when a heterosexual man is watching you do them, like, he doesn't have as much faith. And so I would have brought in a whole other level to that. But 100%. You're small, so he, yeah, probably thought you were, like, younger than you are, and then talk down to that. I was like, oh, there's layers here. Let's go back and fucking kill them.
And that's what's also hard too. And I remember this when I deal with hecklers. Like, okay, I look 10 years younger than I am.
Yep.
Most people don't know how much experience people, that's my favorite thing. Like, I don't know if you guys get this, like, someone shits on you and they're like, I wish they were more like this comic. And you're like, oh, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
My friend that respects me, my friend, mm-hmm, that's recommended me, my friend that my I friend share that a would stage
punch
with.
You in the
my
face,
friend,
probably.
My friend thinks nothing of, and I accidentally brought Dan Soder into something. I didn't mean it, you know, when you do something.
Yeah.
But some guy, I don't even know the context of it, just went on about like how awful I am and blah 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 blah, and women are the worst and da 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 da, and this is such a waste of time. It was like crazy.
On Twitter or in real life?
I think, no, it was on the internet.
Okay.
I, you know how we spend our life there.
100%.
And so I said something where I was like, and this is again where I'm kind of embarrassed. I've worked really hard with online interactions to talk to,
yeah,
it's a good experimental space to say, can I do this without being filled with rage?
And you
it's
have the experiment, and you have the space.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if I try to, the filter that I put on myself is everything can be screenshot,
mm-hmm,
everything can be taken out of context.
Yes.
If this is taken out of context, how will it make me look,
mm-hmm,
and would I be proud of what I said?
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm not allowed to respond in the moment. I can be sarcastic, but
so
I can't
hard.
Say if I'm not allowed to curse. And I love cursing.
Yeah.
So I can do that in my act, but in responding
it's
gonna
put
to somebody,
people on the defense easier sometimes.
Absolutely. And so I also always, even if you don't agree with me, I handled it better than you.
Yeah.
I was nicer.
Yeah, you're the bigger
you.
Person.
So I always kind of try to talk to them like my therapist does. And then I also always try to come from a place of education as opposed to, and like polite education as of,
yeah,
defensiveness. So I came back to him and I was like, hey, just so you know, what you're saying is dismissing of me as a person, is dismissing of women in general. I think some of the things, and I usually go when women are like shitting on women as people, I go, you know, I'm sorry someone hurt you. I'm sorry a woman hurt you, whether it was your, mm-hmm, mother or somebody you dated. I have much empathy, but I didn't hurt you. And so this,
oh, that's
is
a good thing to,
you
say,
you know what I mean? And I,
yeah,
went like that.
Because sometimes it's like, sorry someone hurt you, or who hurt you? And then they get fucking pissed off over that. And you're like,
no, but it was like a truly lengthy, like da 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 da. And so then I don't know where it came from, but Dan's special had come out. And I go, okay, well, maybe you need, if maybe you need somebody that talks about these kind of things, but in a nicer way. So here's, and Dan goes, I don't want this guy. So then it was so funny because like, funny. Oh, and I think he had brought up like him in some other context. So I was just like, he has a great special. Maybe, and Dan was like, I don't want this guy. So then when I saw Dan at a show, he was just like, I'm so sorry you went through that and fuck that guy. But it, like, for a moment, I was just like, I don't want to dismiss Dan in any way where he thinks that I'm being like, well, you can have a psychopath. But like, it is interesting to me that they almost believe female comics are in a different, like we are on a different circuit. Like, the way they talk about my peers is like, first of all, they always pin us against each other. And I always try, you know what I mean? Like they'll be like, oh, this is much better than blah, blah, blah special. And I go, hey, she's my friend.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
I
mean?
Just because we're two female comics doesn't mean.
She's not my enemy.
We're different.
Yeah. And even if I don't enjoy another person's stand up, it doesn't mean they're not my friend. They're not my peer. They're not somebody. Honestly, I think any female's success is a success for all of us.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is that we're so limitedly plucked and appreciated that any time a woman makes money means that money can be made that they're going to support.
Well said. We hope you enjoyed that clip with our Guys We Fucked guest this week, comedian Liz Mealy. If you want to listen to the entire episode and more of Guys We Fucked and more of podcasts that are only on Luminary by people like Roxane Gay, Russell Brand, and Lena Dunham, go to luminarypodcast.com where subscriptions can be as little as $2.99 per month.
Enjoy.